If you click on the slides tab, you'll see all the people that we have listed on our prayer concerns. And we want to always lift those up in a prayer of intercession. But if you would ever have a personal prayer that you would like added to that list, send me an email or a text or call me at 850-591-9785 or send Phil an email. We would certainly love to add you to the list that we constantly keep before the Lord. But today is a time that we just want to intercede for all of those, and we thank God for that. And we think about prayer. What is prayer? Prayer often begins with a confession of sin. I think that's a wonderful thing that we need to do, is confess our sin when we're talking to the Lord. And prayer is also an expression of an intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father, who makes His own love and resources available to us. Yes, we can talk to God, and we need to talk to God. You can talk to God silently or audibly. I do both, and I know that the Holy Spirit knows exactly what I'm praying for when I'm praying in the Spirit, and we thank you for that. But also, sometimes I just like to audibly say, Lord, hear my prayers, and He certainly does. So with that said, we know that prayer can also be spontaneous, because you can pray anytime you want. There's no specific time, there's no specific way, getting on your knees, raising your hand. No, just communicate with your Heavenly Father. With that said, we come into a prayer of agreement with and for all of those that we know about, and even the ones we don't know about, because the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, can you teach us to pray as John the Baptist taught his disciples? And the Lord said, yeah, I can do that. This is what I want you to do. Take this prayer that I'm going to give you and teach to you as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, have a wonderful day. God loves you, and so do we.